time now. It's 11:12 a.m. Kate Kelly here with you. And guess what? It is time for Kate's Corner. And we are here today with Teresa Sykes from the Grand River Multipurpose Center. Welcome, and thank you so much for taking your time to come here with me today.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate you asking.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, there's so I try to get out some information to the public about, you know, things they might not know. And I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard about the Multipurpose Center. A lot of people I've noticed you call it the Senior Center, but it really is the Grand River Multipurpose Center. And they do so much. You guys are involved in so many things down there. So I want to talk about some of the things that are happening. And I know right now, because it's timely, you had mentioned the AARP tax sections. What's happening with that?
We have AARP volunteers that come in, and they do taxes for people, state and federal taxes, and then they do property and real estate rebates. So we have people that come in. We're taking appointments now, and mainly we do it for people over 60. A couple times, sometimes somebody else slides in there, but mainly for people over 60.
And you do need an appointment, correct?
We do need an appointment, yes, because spots are limited. They're not going to start till March, and they'll finish on tax time April, whatever that Wednesday is. So, yes, you do need an appointment.
Great. So if you want to schedule an appointment, please give them a call. That number is 660-646-1555. Mm-hmm. 646-1555, and get that appointment scheduled. Great. One of the great services that they offer down there. I don't even know where to begin because there's so much to talk about. But what really fascinates me is you and I were talking about the meals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only do you serve meals at the center,
yes,
but you deliver meals. And when you told me how many routes and how many meals I had no idea. Just in Chillicothe.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the meals that are delivered first. So how does that work? How do you get signed up? And how many meals do you deliver?
Okay, our home delivered meals routes. We have 10 routes. We have 100 people within the city limits that we deliver to daily. That's 5 days a week, and they get what's on our menu. Except they don't get a full salad bar unless they request the salad on the side. And then our girls pack it in a tray, the hot trays, and they seal it. And then they have a cold sack, and they put them in containers to go out that'll hold your temp hot and your cold's cold. And then our volunteers, 10 volunteers every day, and sometimes more with our spouses that go, deliver to in-town. But we also have an out-of-town route, and we have 32 in the rural Livingston County area that we deliver to. We deliver frozen out there, and then we probably have 6 that pick up frozen and hots to get them through the week.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember getting a phone call for it was a snow day, took a day off, mm-hmm. and the person and the message that we were supposed to give to the people was to use their emergency meal.
Yes.
So do they actually have an extra meal that they have, you know, that they keep for an emergency?
So here a while back, we were thinking we would be closed for 2 days because of cold weather, snow, ice, that kind of thing. So prior to that, the 3 days prior to that, we sent out meals to those 100 people. Two meals or 4 meals, depending on what that person gets, because some of them get 2 meals a day. And so we sent out meals to all those people so they would have meals while we were closed. We used one because we were only closed 1 day. So then the next meal was going to be used on Monday because it's a holiday for us. But now with the weather looming again this week, the girls are hustling to get another meal out today for tomorrow in case we're closed. So people always have meals. Yeah.
And, you know, what are the requirements if someone needs this service?
Doing home delivered, they're over 60 and they're homebound for some reason. And homebound, not straight homebound. You can go to the doctor, of course, to your pharmacy, but you're really homebound and you're over 60 and you have a reason for us to deliver them to you.
And they would apply through the center?
Yes, yes. It's a small application. Right now, we're currently doing those applications on the phone. But once COVID kind of really gets out of here, we'll be going back in the homes. So then we're in the homes every year to do renewals for the home-delivered people and then at the initial visit. And so we ask just questions about their daily activities and how they get around and their nutritional health and then a little bit of personal questions just so we can qualify them.
Great. Now, you also serve meals at the center.
Yes, we
do. And I get very excited when I read the menus in the morning because there's some that are just like, oh, that sounds so good. So This is information that I just learned from you today. So let's talk about it on the air. Who is allowed to come and eat? What is the cost? And who can take advantage of those meals?
Okay. Anyone can come into our center and eat. And back in the day, they used to say you had to call, so we got a count. We don't go by that anymore. If you want to eat, we start serving at 11:15. We serve till 12:30. We have at this time a full salad bar and then whatever's mentioned on our menu for the day. So anyone can come in. If you are under 60, it's $7.50 a person. And if you're over 60, it's a suggested voluntary donation of $5.
You can't beat that.
Not for a home-cooked hot meal.
No, and a salad bar.
Yeah, and a salad bar. That's right.
Now, obviously, it takes a village to make this happen.
Absolutely.
So it's mostly volunteers.
Yes.
And how can someone volunteer if they're interested? What do you need? What kind of volunteers do you need, and how can they volunteer?
Okay, well, we're going to have a few volunteers with the tax volunteers. They'll be coming in to do some paperwork and help with that, and they've already set that up. But we have front desk volunteers. They answer our phones and check people in because we have to track everybody's meal that comes through there because we get paid by the Older Americans Act for the people over 60. So our volunteers help at the front desk, they pick up trays, they help in the kitchen, and then we have 10 volunteers 5 days a week. So we're looking at about 60 volunteers weekly we have running the center, and I have a volunteer who is also a board member that helps in the office every day a few hours a day.
And if someone's interested in volunteering, can they contact
the
center?
Yeah, sure. Give me a call, 646-1555, and ask for Teresa.
Great. Wonderful. You know, it's always wonderful to give back to the community and volunteer, you know, especially for someone that might be retired or semi-retired or, you know, just wants to give back to the community. What a wonderful opportunity, you know, to get involved and to spend your time. That's a great idea. Now, we talked about the meals. We talked the tax preparation, the volunteers. Let's not forget all the events that you guys have. Now, I'm lucky enough because I get to see them all as I'm putting them into our community calendar, which you guys can always look at kchi.com and click on community calendar. But some of the things on the top of my head, there is line dancing. There is square dancing and square dancing lessons. David has karaoke, which I really have to go to because I like to sing. So there's Chillicothe Crafters, I remember seeing. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of other stuff. Are those all open to the public? Anybody can go to
all of those are open to the public and anyone can go. They take a suggested price, I think, on the karaoke, and there's a suggested price on the Friday night dances, or I should even say a set. David Martin runs those. He's another volunteer doing that because he loves music. Everything else is free. We have bingo. We have a pharmacy here in town that does our bingo right now once a month, and we have blood pressures once a month. We used to have those weekly, but currently we're just up to once a month with trying to recoup from COVID. Chili Crafters, that's just a lady who runs that wants people to gather with her to do crafts of whatever sort they have. And then we have card players that come in once a week, and anybody can join that. And we have exercise. The Girls That Exercise are a extension of the University of Missouri exercise class that they hosted. And those girls are just volunteers and they continue to run their own classes. So if you're where you can, there's this kind of an advanced class, but they are always, you know, feel free. Line dancing's free. Come out. There's somebody that volunteer again that runs the line dancing. So I'm just blessed with all kinds of volunteers.
Absolutely. And this community is blessed to have such a wonderful place to go to.
Yeah.
Now, what are your normal hours during the day?
We are 8 to 4.
Okay, except, of course, for evening activities.
Right.
Things are on the schedule.
Right.
So 8 to 4, the business hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you are located in the former Aldi's building on Highway 36, and that is right next to the new Orchlands.
Correct.
And I'm learning to talk in buildings instead of, I'm at this address, or go, you know, north, and go, you know, just go to the McDonald's, make a left, then go down to see a Kentucky Fried Chicken, make a right. I go by landmarks of food.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's awesome. And for more information, again, it's 646-1555 is your phone number. The website address.
It's www.grandrivermc.com.
Fantastic. It has been a pleasure having you here today. I thank you so much for joining us, and I thank you for all that you do in the community.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Katie.
You are welcome. This is Kate's Corner. That was Teresa Sykes from the Grand River Multipurpose Center. You can catch this interview online again tomorrow on the website. I'll have it up for you guys.